Thank you, Brother Savage, for the invitation to be here tonight. Appreciate it. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I came in tonight and I found myself in your pastor's study. And Brother Savage was there and he showed me a picture. He said, "Do you know this feller?" And I said, "I sure do." It was when Brother Savage was preaching a camp meeting, tip meeting many years ago. I said, "I sure do, because I got one of them in my study, hanging up in my study in my house." I said, "I'll look over at it once in a while," and I say, "Lord, I'd sure like to be like him, preach like him." Well, I've got the glasses. I'm getting more rounder and losing more hair in the back. I think the Lord took me wrong. I meant preach like him. Amen. I'm about the same height. We got all that down. Now let's get to preaching. Praise the Lord. But we sure do love Brother and Sister Savage, dear friends of ours for a long, long time. I remember Brother Savage. I was just a kid, him and Sister Savage, just young. Amen. And we appreciate the church here, the opportunity. I don't want to second guess myself tonight at all in my message. When Brother Savage called me yesterday, I was at the church, but before I got to the church, I was at the house there, and I was reading something out of the Bible that caught my attention. And when it caught my attention, I thought, wow. I thought maybe, and I'm going to, by the help of the grace of God, I'm probably going to take it Sunday morning, unless the Lord leads me in a different direction, but I thought, that's something in that. And so I wrote some stuff down. I began to write. And as I began to write, I took it with me to the church from the house while my wife and them, they're getting ready for their play there at the church. And it wasn't long, Brother Savage called me. So I thought, wow. And it's kind of just slipped my mind just for a little bit. So it seemed like as the night went on, we were there late. I was back in my study, in and out. All of a sudden, I felt the peace of God about this message. We're glad for the visitor, but I have a message tonight, I feel. And I pray the Lord will allow me to preach this at my church. I pray the Lord will allow me. But I want to say this before I read my scriptures. Ladies, women, I'm not going to pick on you tonight. Amen. But when I start out, you're probably going to say he's got it in for the women tonight. But you gotta wait till I get to where I'm going. Because I'm not going to give you my text and probably until I get just about where I need to get. But it's like this, amen. The reason why I want to say that and get this out of the way is like one gentleman said, it is very wise to say I'm sorry to a man when you're wrong. And very wise to say sorry to a woman even if you're right. Hello. Amen. So, I don't want to get on the ladies' bad side tonight, but you got to understand where I'm going before I get to where I'm going. But I know the Holy Ghost is, like I said, I was at the first, as the service was going, I thought, God, and then it was just like, don't second guess me. Amen. I'm just going to preach what the Lord give me. Amen. I do believe this, and I want to say this and move on, because I don't want to take up much time preaching tonight. I want to get to where I need to in my message. But I believe there's something in this hour, and I feel the presence of God already, that the church has got to get a hold of. And we're going to see something happen in this last days. I know there's a lot of things happening around us. I know our nation's in trouble. Amen. But I don't believe the church is finished until he comes. And here's another thing you got to look at. When he comes, there's going to be a church. The church ain't finished yet. The church is still here, isn't it? Can somebody say amen? So I want to clear up something while you turn to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 2 of chapter 4. I was really nervous when I got to reading this. I thought, oh Lord, these ladies now, but you're going to have to stay with me. Y'all going to stay with me now? Y'all not going to think I'm picking on you? Because when I get where I'm going, you'll realize Brother May's not doing that. But I just want to get to where I want to get. Praise God. The Bible said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 2.
The Bible said this, I beseech
Eudeus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. You may be seated. That was a lot of reading, wasn't it? Praise God. I beseech thee. Now there is something here that I want us to see tonight that Paul was mentioning. First of all, the Bible said, I beseech. There is a word that Paul was mentioning that was saying, I urge Eudeus and I urge Syntyche to be in what? The same mind in the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Now if you bear with me for a little bit, we're going to get there. Now you understand that when Paul was writing this letter, he was writing to the church at Philippi. Now they tell me that this is a joy letter. Or, hey, bat, rejoicing. We understand tonight that when Paul wrote this, he wrote it from where? A Roman prison. While he was in chains. Amen. Why there was guards chained beside him. Amen. You might wonder what's so joyful about writing a letter in prison. But I'm going to tell you something. Even sometimes when we're in chains, we've got something to be encouraging others about. Because the gospel is never going to be hindered. Can somebody shout amen? We find, amen, that Philippi was named after Philip II, who was the father of Alexander the Great. Hello? We find, moving on in our scriptures tonight, or getting closer to our text, we find, amen, that Paul visited this place on his second missionary journey. Hello? With Timothy and Silas, he visited them, did he not? Amen. There were several things that took place there. Number one, we understand, amen, that first of all, we find that Paul saw a young girl who was possessed with devils, delivered and set free. We find that Paul, all of a sudden, he ends up in prison. And then there's the earthquake. And then all of a sudden he sees and he witnesses the conversion of the jailer. But there's something else you must see here also. Amen. At Philippi, the church was started by some women. Hello? Amen. They were started. They didn't have enough men to start a synagogue at this time. Amen. And can I throw this in free? What's the responsibility of men in this generation? Don't get quiet on me, I pastor. Amen. I said, where is the responsibility and the leadership of men in our generation? If there's ever been a time that I believe that God needs people that's going to rise up and be leaders in the church, it's now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Y'all still with me? We're going somewhere if the Holy Ghost says stand by me. We find, amen, tonight that there were women that started this church. We find there was the Apostle Paul. He met Lydia there, did he not? Amen. But there was something happening when Paul was writing this letter. The same ladies, the same apostle that was writing this letter, amen, and the women now that had started this work, amen, were the ones now trying their best to stop it or cause division in the church. Amen. The very ladies, not maybe the same ones, but ladies, women that started it, was now the one that was causing the problems in the church. Amen. Now hold on, ladies. I'm not done. We're not finished. We're going to bring the men in this a little bit. Amen. There was a problem here. Amen. That Paul was now addressing to this group of people. Now, if you look at the scriptures tonight, Paul doesn't tell us what the argument was about. You know why? It wasn't important what it was all about. Y'all quiet on me. Can I say something else that's free? You should never, ever involve your pastor or your pastor's wife to take sides. I'll preach to this church if the Lord help me. You should never ask them, "Hi, pastor, amen. I've been there." You should never ask them, because Johnny and Susie, their husband and wife, are going to make up after a while, and they're going to be all hunky-dory. Everything's going to be fine, and who's going to be the bad man? Yeah, it's going to be the pastor. Y'all still with me out there? You should never involve him. And that's free tonight. But there was something going on that needed to be addressed here. And Paul saw it. Amen. And then now, we find here, they had a disagreement. It's not important. Amen. Can I tell you, there's just some things that just ain't worth arguing over. There's just some things I've heard people, can I say this, boy, I got a lot on my mind. Y'all ain't never probably heard me preach like this tonight, but it's here. I was at the church the other day and I was talking to the man that removes our snow. He called me by name and he said, "Hey," he said, "you pastoring full time?" I said, "I sure am." He said, "Woo!" He said, "You got the hardest job in the world." I thought, I was listening, I thought, what in the world do you mean? Got the hardest job in the world. He said, "All you do..." Now, I'm not saying that happens here. It probably just happens at my church. Amen. But he said, "You got to listen to all the complaining, all the griping, all this, you know, you listen to all that." He said, "I told my pastor, you just got the hardest job in the world." Well, it ain't always that hard. But I can tell you something. I've been there. I've been where they've been disgruntled. They've been hard fussing a little bit. But I find out it ain't even worth bringing up. Amen. The church ain't got time to stop for little pretty things. Come on, can somebody say amen? Y'all ain't going to here yet, are you? But we're going to get there if the Lord help me. You see, the devil will do anything that he can. You know what? It really shouldn't be. I'm taking up for the pastor tonight, isn't I? Amen. I guess because I'm one. He should spend all of his time trying to take care of problems and this and that when he ought to be praying and getting the mind of God for the church. Did somebody say amen to that also? That was free. Man, I don't know why I got on all that. But listen to me. Amen. Yeah. A lot of free stuff. Praise God. But understand tonight. Amen. There was a disagreement. And Paul, amen, he stood in between them. And you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to bring them back in again. But now let me get on down to my text and get where I need to go tonight. Amen. Listen to what the Bible said. The Bible called these ladies by name. Eunice. Amen. Her name means fragrance. That's what it means. Her name means fragrance. Oh Lord. Syphiki. It means being pleasant. Are you with me now? Amen. Here were two ladies. Their name means fragrance. And it means being pleasant. But now all of a sudden, rather than, now I'm about ready to give you my title, living up to their name, they were causing disruption in the church. Now y'all with me still? Can y'all ladies smile at me? Because I'm getting ready to get on your side in just a moment. Hallelujah. But now they were causing this disruption and this problem in the church. Now, wait a minute here. Let's move on in our text. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke and the book of Acts, amen, the physician, he was writing a letter. He was writing it to who? Theophilus. We don't know anything about this man. Some believe that he was a Roman official that Paul was writing to. Some believe that tonight. I don't have evidence of that.
that? I don't know. But all I know is this, that Paul said, amen, that Luke said Theopolis. And that name means, Brother Savage, it means a friend of God. That's what his name means. Now y'all know where I'm going, don't you, tonight? Can I tell you tonight, amen, are we, amen, in Acts chapter 11, in the 26th verse, the Bible tells that we were first called Christians at Antioch. Amen. To be Christ-like. Can I tell you? I believe we're living in a generation where the devil is trying his best to divide and tear up and tear down. But I believe it's time that we live up to our name, Christ-like. We're going to unify and we're going to build and we're going to stand and we're going to see the church go on. How many tonight believe that God has a work right here? Y'all ain't hearing me. Somebody ain't hearing me. There is a work that's got to be done at Massanova. There is a work. These ladies, we pray, we hate that they weren't living up to it. But we pray that Theopolis did, being a lover of God and a friend of God. But we are Christians, Christ-like. And now we have got to let the devil know that we are not going to allow anything to divide us. I've been there. I've walked that road when they walked out, and I didn't know why. Sister Savage, I remember a time when the Holy Ghost was a moving one night at the service. Had a visiting preacher at the old church. The power of God was falling. The Holy Ghost was coming down. Nothing said out of order. But somebody been with me for years. Got up and walked out. Amen. Just walked out. Didn't know why. To this day. But can I tell you? You can get mad. You can get upset. You can say I'm not going to be unified. But the church is still going to go on. Are you with me? You can get mad at the preacher. You can get mad at his wife. But the thing is this. This church, if it's on the rock, you ain't going to stop it. It's going to go on. And can I say this? God's going to have somebody that's going to unify. Hey, he's going to have somebody that's going to get behind him and say, listen, we are going on. How many tonight want the church to be unified and go on? Verse twice. I will never walk in another man's pulpit and try to hurt his church. I've never done it, never will. I never would try to straighten out his church because I ain't straightened mine out yet. So until I get mine where it needs, then it'd be different. Which will probably never happen. If somebody shout amen. We got some of the finest folks that walk in shoe leather. But the devil's the devil. And I've seen the last little while where he tries to stick up his neck and he tries to cause division and he tries to cause strife. But I'll tell you what I think the church needs. We're going to live up to our name. We don't matter what the devil says. It don't matter how he comes against us. You ain't hearing me tonight, are you? Amen. Is somebody here willing tonight to say, preacher, I'm going to stand. I'm standing for the church and I'm standing behind the preacher. Can somebody say amen? You're not hearing me tonight. Somebody ought to shout amen. Somebody ought to shout amen. You ought to stand behind him because you know why? He's a man of God and he's given the word of God. And the church says, I'm going to stand. I'm going to be unified. And I'm going to live
this twice. I know without a question, the Lord has spoke to my heart when I was called to preach here. Lost twice. I know what happened. And I'm going to tell you, I know what's happened. And this is one of them. Whether you want to believe it or not, we're not going to let nothing divide us. We're going to live to our name. It wouldn't please the devil no more than to see the doors closed at Massanova. Y'all didn't hear that tonight. Somebody ought to shout amen. It wouldn't please the devil no more than to close the doors. Hallelujah. But we're going into 2016 and the lights are still on. Matter of fact, you got more lights on than the last time I was here. Praise God. Hey, the lights are still on. They meant the doors are still open. I believe there was a time when the devil said, I just about got them. Matter if I've ever felt the Holy Ghost running up and down my spine, I feel the Holy Ghost going right down. I believe there was a time the devil said, I just about got them. But all of a sudden, somewhere out of nowhere, there came a wind and a move of the Holy Ghost. And the power of God that came into church, and the devil, he had to stand by and watch God move again. I tell you what I want to hear that a revival has a broken out right here and the moving. How will somebody help me preach here? I want to hear a revival breaking out like it did when you had in the 90s, I think, or around the turn of 2000. I believe it can happen to you. I said to you, it can't happen. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Hold on. Hold on. When it rains, it's going to rain. Y'all ain't hearing me tonight, are you? I say this such a habit, I guess. I say it at the church all the time. You're not hearing me, are you? I believe it's going to rain. 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 I already see the dark cloud the size of a man's hand. And we're going to have rain. 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 How many believe tonight we're going to have rain again? Y'all want to make the devil nervous tonight? Can I preach just a little bit longer? Go ahead. I got my hand. Don't give me a tissue though, would you, brother? Y'all want to make the devil nervous? Y'all want to make him mad? Y'all want to upset him? He's tried to upset our apple cart long enough. It's time us upset him. Massanova, will you do me a favor? Will you say, preacher, we're coming. I'm not saying there's division. I'm not saying that at all. So don't misunderstand me. But what I'm trying to say is, if we're not careful, we'll let the devil try to divide and try to bring in that. But will you do me a favor tonight? I didn't come with a sermon. I came on a mission tonight, and I got a message for this church right here. And some of y'all ain't hearing me. Can somebody say amen? Will you do me a favor tonight? Will you say, preacher man, we're gonna rise up and we're coming together because we believe that God is gonna send us rain again. Hey, 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 hey. Amen. That's coming to hell. We're going to live up to our name. He couldn't stop the early church. And neither by the grace of God. Before I ended this message, man, I pray. I'm here for this church. You might say, preacher man, you're just coming trying to build our ego. No, I'm not. I'm going to preach what the Holy Ghost wants me to preach. I've did it many times. Sometimes good. It's sometimes bad. And sometimes I point them out. That's right. But let me tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost sent me on a mission. Before He called me, 2 hours before, the Lord already gave me something for the church. And I thought, wow. We're coming together. We're coming together. I don't know about this tonight. You say, well, we're already together. I believe we can get a little closer, don't you? To where we can see more than we ever saw. I'm tired of hearing about all the negatives. I'm tired of hearing about all the negatives. Have you ever been around somebody? All they done was just talk bad, 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 bad. They never had nothing good to say about somebody. Drive you nuts. Drive you crazy all the time. Bad, bad, bad. I mean, dear Lord, you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it at all. Amen, that's all. But I got something good to say to the church tonight. Now the devil's got something bad he'd like to say. But I got something good that I'm going to say. I hear the sound of an abundance. Y'all hear me tonight. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain that's going to fall again in the church. I gotta wind this down. I guess you can tell I'm pastor now. I've lost that running evangelist style, whatever. Somebody said, it ain't that, brother, man. When you was in that little church, you didn't have nowhere to go. I don't run as much. That's true. Has anybody ever heard of a man by the name of William Dawes? How many has heard the midnight ride of Paul Revere? How many's heard that one? That's right. Well, they tell me William Dawes was also a messenger. And they tell me this man, he rode before Paul Revere. Amen. He rode out and then Paul Revere would ride after him in case Williams was caught. Amen. He was sent on a mission. They were to go to Lexington to warn Adams and Hickok. And when they got there together, they sound the alarm in the hillsides. And they arouse the people that the British is coming. They got them all awake. They got them all together. They got them all aroused. Y'all with me still? They got them all aroused. They got them all together. Amen. The British is coming. But we're ready. We're ready now. You ready, brother? You got your arm on? The British is coming. The old enemy's coming in. But hold on. We ain't done yet. Woo! I tell you, Pastor, if I ever felt the Holy Ghost running over me, I feel it running all over my soul about right now in the house of God. But all of a sudden, amen, they set off for Concord. And sister, on the way, Paul Revere was captured. You remember? But William Dawes put the spears in the horse. And he escaped. Till he escaped history. They didn't even put him in the histories. Very few have heard about him. Now what are you getting to, preacher? We always hear about those that have been captured. Hello? We've always heard about the church that didn't succeed or didn't make it. And sometimes it puts a fear and afraid, something in the heart to be afraid. We just all begin to tremble. But I'm going to tell you about a church that ain't going to get captured. Yeah, I'm about ready to finish this up. I'm going to tell you about a church that ain't going to get captured. And we're going to read in the history by the grace of God that she put her heels, her spurs in the heels and said, we're going on. He is a preacher. It is Massanova Pentecost Holiness Church. We're going on. We ain't got no bad news to tell. We're going to fight until revival breaks out again. Raise your hands and worship God. There's twice, at least twice, I knew the Holy Ghost when I was invited to preach here. And I preached here several times. It spoke to my heart. We're not going to hear a sad story. How many want to hear a sad story? Does anybody want to see the doors locked? Does anybody want to see the church captured? Then how many is going to rise up and get alarmed?
Rise up.
Somebody ought to shout him and I'm closing. But we ought to rise up and say, huh, this is our church. It was built on Jesus Christ. On this rock we're going to build our church and the gates of hell. Somebody over here say amen. And somebody say amen. It's built on the rock. It don't matter what the devil says. It don't matter how he comes against us. We're going to rise up in our generation. And we're going to say, God, we're going to fight. We're going to fight like we never did in our life. Woo! Come on, musicians, please. Help me out tonight. I don't know if y'all know that song, Sister Marcy. Come on, all you musicians. Help us out here. Where's the drummer and all? Do y'all know that song? Maybe you don't, if you don't get another one. Oh, my goodness. We'll fight one more battle. What was that? He was lost. You know what I'm talking about. Am I losing? I might be losing. One more. Help me out here. Somebody help me. He lost one more battle. Hey, many. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. No, it's an old, old song out in the hymns. Hallelujah. Well, whatever you want to get. It don't matter. But I'm going to talk to you now. When I leave here tonight, I'd love for Brother Savage to call me after a while and say, hey, preacher, guess what? What's that? I don't have a sad story to tell you, but revival has broken out. We're seeing backsliders. We're seeing the lost. Hey! Hey! Can I tell one more story? I was went into church one Sunday morning, the old church. And I don't know why I feel to say this, but I feel to. There was a man there. He was sitting in the back of the church. He introduced himself, talked to me a few minutes. When the service opened up, the Sunday school superintendent at the old church, that man began to cry. He began to weep. Tears going down his cheeks. Listen to me. I didn't know this, brother, but after the service, he told me this. He said, preacher, I'm going to tell one more story, and I promise I'll quit after that. It's coming to me. Holy Ghost is helping me tonight. He said, preacher, he said, I went all through this town today. I went to all these churches. He said, I just didn't go in. Say, I didn't go in. Brother. Well, he said, I just didn't. He said, but when I rode by this little country church, he said, something got a hold of me. He said, turn around, go back. You know what that was? Old time conviction that got a hold of his heart. You know what we need to get in the church? We need to come back together to have old time conviction. Can somebody say amen? We were in revival with the Bly family, Sister Marcia. Several years ago, there was a man from Richmond, Roanoke, I'm sorry. He come to that meeting that night, Sister Savage. He was a full-blooded Catholic. Nothing against Catholics. He can be saved also. But he came to that meeting. He said, riding down the road, he told us this later, because he wept through the whole service. Amen. He said, if there's anything to what they got, let that evangelist get up and read John 10 and read verse 1 through so many. And Sister Blythe did that. He couldn't believe it. That's a God we serve. Y'all hear me tonight? That's a God we serve. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost run all over me. Amen. We took and went down to that little building. You remember that building, don't you, Sister Savage? Y'all remember that little church? We took him down there to eat. He was a full-blooded Catholic. He had been to Rome. When he was at Rome, he told me this. He said, preacher, he said, I went to Rome. I went to the Vatican to find God. And he said, I couldn't find him. He said, but when I walked in this little church, he said, I felt something that I never felt in my life. Can I tell you this? If we have come together in such a way, when they ride down the road, something's going to get a hold of them. Are y'all with me tonight? If we get a hold of God just right, they ride down this road, they're going to say something going on there. We got to find out. You know what it is? It is the power of the Holy Ghost. And rain is a falling all over the house of God. Stand to your feet and raise your hand and worship God. I'm sorry I preach so long. Say a little something, would you, Sister Marcia? Just a little something, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more battle that I gotta go through.
Leaving my troubles behind, one more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding his nail-scarred hand. Oh, one more river to cross. Oh, one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through. Leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more battle with the devil. Then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hands. Oh, one more river to cross.
Sing it, brother.
One more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through. Leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more battle with the devil. Then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Woo! Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Oh, one more river to cross.
Now I feel the Holy Ghost.
Oh, one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through. Leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more
battle with the devil.
I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Can I say this tonight? While they're playing, just go right ahead. Keep on getting ready to sing some more. Sister Savage, I wouldn't say anything to hurt this church. I'd do all I could to help it. But church, it's going to be up to you now. It's up to you. Do you want to go on? I've got some empty pews at my church. I want to see them filled. How many wants to see it tonight? Are y'all with me? Then here we go. Y'all ready for this? I'm you know what you say now? Here we go. No. I'm just rising up. I'm trying to arouse this country right here in Massanova, this part of the country, to let you know God is willing to do it. if we're willing to go at it. So how many is going to go with it tonight? How many says, I'm with you, preacher? Can you come here, pastor, a minute? How many is going to say, preacher, we're behind you. We're behind you, pastor. We're pushing you on. How many's with me tonight? How many's with me? If you mean that from your heart, I want you to get out of your pews as you get out. I want your hands raised toward heaven, worshiping God as you come to this altar and saying, God, I'm with him. I'm going to do it. I'm coming together for God. I want your hands in the air as you're coming out. I want them out.
Cross. Oh, one more valley to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through
it's up to you tonight.
Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Oh,
it's
one
up to you
more
tonight.
River to cross. Oh, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind.
It's
oh, one
tonight.
More battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
It's up to you tonight, church. Come on. We're coming together tonight.
Well, one more river to cross, oh, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. Well, one more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river to cross. One more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through. Leaving my troubles
we
behind.
We got to do it tonight.
Well, one more.
We got to do it.
Then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus. Hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. There's been a lot of people talk about me.
Bless
I
your
walk
God.
This narrow way.
Go ahead, sister.
The valley.
Go ahead.
Pray.
Go ahead.
I've crossed a lot of high mountains.
Go ahead, boy.
I've
go
crossed
ahead,
a lot of little streams. But when I see the Jordan dark,
we're going to fight the enemy.
Well, one we're more river to cross. One more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through. Leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more battle with the devil. Then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well,
on,
one
church.
More river to cross.
On,
one more mountain to climb.
On.
One more valley that I've got to go through. Right. Leaving my troubles behind. Well, come one on. More battle with the devil.
Come
then
on.
I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus. Hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand.
We're gonna win.
One more river to climb.
We're gonna win, church.
One more mountain to climb.
We gotta win.
One more valley that I've gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind.
Woo!
One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Had a lot of troubles and trials, my little
touch
lifespan. When I stand go alone and the battle gets hot, I always do the best that I can. I've had many valleys, and I've shed a million tears. When I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
There's been a lot of people talk about me.
Well, one more river to cross. One more mountain to climb. Oh, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river cross. Oh, one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. Oh, one more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, I've had a lot of troubles and trials in this little lifespan of mine. When I stand alone and the battle gets hard, always do the best that I can. Million valleys, and I've shed a million tears. But when I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I have no fear. Well, one more river to cross, and one more mountain to climb. One more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. Well, one more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving my troubles behind. Well, one more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more river that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. Well, I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. I've had a lot of troubles and trials in this little lifespan. When I stand alone and the battle gets hot, I always do the best that I can. I've crossed a million valleys, and I've shed a million tears. When I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. There's been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way. Just another little valley came across when I prayed. I crossed a lot of high mountains, and I've crossed a lot of little streams. But I went on the old Jordan Golden Dark. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to the nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I'll know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil that I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Well, I've had a lot of troubles and trials in this little lifespan. And I stand alone in the battle gets hard, and I always do the best that I can. I must have crossed a million valleys and shed a million tears. But when I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. Well, one more mountain to cross, one more river to cross, one more valley that I've got to go through, leaving all my troubles behind. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, hold his nail-scarred hand. I appreciate this preaching tonight. Help us, help us, help us. And I was thinking, and that's dangerous sometimes for me to think, but God don't need part-time Christians. God needs full-time, all the time. Praise God. Churches don't need part-time saints. We need to be full-time in the work of God, the house of God, in prayer. Amen. And seeking the face of God. Amen. That's what makes it go. Amen. It's going on. Praise God. Aren't you glad for the Lord tonight? I'm just glad to be in church. I appreciate Brother Keith May coming and obeying God tonight. Amen. Let's go on for God. There's work to be done. Amen. And part-time workers don't get it done. Amen. 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 Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. Don't forget the announcements. Friday night, a Christmas program with the export group. And we'll have church again Sunday. Amen. Aren't you glad to be in church? Well, six of you are. Aren't you glad to be in church? Amen. Praise the Lord. Such Savage dismisses in prayer.